going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just his versatility. I mean, like, when you pull up the tape, I mean, he's everywhere. He's at strong safety. He's at free safety. He's at nickel. He's at the dime. He can play corner. So just watching his tape and the way that he's able to move around, and just like his knowledge about the game of football. I mean, like, you just see it. Like, he's playing at a different speed than everybody else. And I mean, so is everybody else in that DB room. So just for me to come to an organization like this with a lot of guys in a room like him and just be able to learn, I think it's going to be huge in my development.
That was Ravens' first-round pick, Malachi Starks, on SportsCenter not that long after the Ravens drafted him, talking about his excitement to play with Kyle Hamilton. And how could you not be excited to play with Kyle Hamilton, because he's a heck of a football player. And last year had a really good year, but not as impactful as 2023. Not as many of those game-changing plays or as many turnovers that he forced in 2023 and 2024, in large part because the defense was on fire. These stats, courtesy of NFL Next Gen Stats, through the first 10 weeks of the season, Kyle Hamilton spent over half of his defensive snaps in the box or in the slot, with an average depth from the line of scrimmage of 5.3 yards. Hamilton, after that point, moved to deep safety on 70% of the plays the rest of the way, average depth of 9.5 yards. So that took him away from the line of scrimmage, took him away from some of that playmaking ability.
Yeah, and it was born of desperation and necessity, because the pass defense was absolutely broken. They couldn't keep anything in front of them. There was no communication between the safeties. The secondary coach really should have probably been fired after week 10. I know that's not ideal. In a perfect world, Chuck Pagano would have already been in their building, and they would have already moved on from their two starting safeties a little sooner than they did as well. It all came to a head, and it resulted in Kyle Hamilton becoming much more of a protective shield than a game-changing shapeshifter, jack-of-all-trades disruptor. Maybe he and Starks from day one are one of the best safety pairings in the league. It would not surprise me. I think these two are going to connect as people. They're going to connect as football players. I think there could be a lot of synergy from the beginning. You don't want to put too much on a rookie's plate, but he just talked about all the different ways Kyle Hamilton can already help do things that allow, you know, simplify things for Malachi Starks. I think it's an absolute necessity that, and I was one of the ones who said he should play more back there because they had nobody else to do it. And even earlier in his career, I think it's something that they could have leaned into a little bit more, because I was never really a big Marcus guy. Like, I was ready to move on from him a year sooner, and I would have liked for them to have seen more of Hamilton in that role, just to have a better sense of the full sort of, you know, the full tableau of his abilities before they made that decision. And then and Marcus ended up making it for him, because he's pretty clear he didn't want to play football for him anymore, and he wasn't playing useful football for them when they did put him out there. Do I think Kyle Hamilton could be on the periphery of a defensive player of the year conversation? I absolutely think he could. And maybe even, Bone, more than the periphery. And I think, as I kind of started dreaming on what a Kyle Hamilton DPOY season would look like, the number five kept flashing in my head. And I'm thinking, what if this guy had five picks? And what if he had at least five sacks? Now, three sacks is as high, but like, could he get five if he's allowed to play in the slot more? And having a Pagano there with Orr, and no more, you know, guys like Arthur Millett, who were the designated slot blitzer a lot, and maybe Hamilton gets to do more of that. I don't think five sacks is out of the question. You know, could he also have five combined forced fumbles and fumble recoveries? Well, I mean, his career high would be three, but if this defense is better and more consistent and he's around the line of scrimmage more, then I think there's more of those thump plays right at the line of scrimmage where the ball pops out. There's more tip passes. There's more chances to strip a guy before he secures the ball, and he'll be around more loose balls if he's back in his natural spot. So that didn't seem crazy to me. Can opposing quarterbacks complete less than 50% of their passes against him? I think those are the kind of things that might set him up for the unicorn type season, where you look at all these metrics and say, man, he's done this, he's done this, he's done this. Nobody's done that before. Outside of those five picks, could he also, you know, have at least five pass breakups? I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Besides those five sacks, could he have 10 tackles for a loss and five sacks? He's had 10 before. He did it in 2023. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I think that's the kind of way when you build a case for him, if he does things like that, and then you look back through the history of time, and I don't think there's probably too many people who will have done all those things in the same season. That maybe is how you start to quantify what that Joker does. Like, and I say Joker in a positive sense, in that you're not sure what role he's in at what given time.
When you look at the current odds at the various books, as you would expect, sacks are the sexy stat, and pass rushers are always going to be the heavy favorites. Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, Will Anderson. Those are the top five, and Hamilton's a little bit outside the top 10, but only one guy in the secondary has better odds than him, and that's Pat Surtain. Hamilton right now, you can get it multiple books at plus 5,000. And I think there's a lot of value to that. Now, it is fair to point out, safeties do not typically win this award.
That's why I'm making the case that this is not just a safety.
And that's my point. You look over the past 40-plus years. Troy Polamalu in 2010. Bob Sanders in 07. You want to talk about a career what if that guy didn't get hurt. And Ed Reed in 2004. The past 40-plus years. Now, Ed Reed and Polamalu are Hall of Fame first ballot safeties, and Bob Sanders, again, riddled with injuries. But Hamilton is even more... Hamilton's almost like... And I hate to use this comparison, but I will. Like a combination of those two players, where Troy was the thumper and Ed was the center fielder.
Now, we haven't seen Hamilton picking balls off 30 yards downfield. No. So, like, that's why if he's got five or more picks...
Yeah.
And a couple of them are him, you know, ball hawking, closing, and you know, swooping in like Ed Reed, and he does it in a primetime game. Like, again, these are humans voting. How do we know this? They just robbed Lamar Jackson because they thought it was Josh Allen's turn. So those signature moments matter, and I do think we need to see him affect the ball in flight outside of the hybrid linebacker, box safety / big nickel. Like, we need to see it downfield.
And I think that's a great point, because you go to 2023 when he was first-team All-Pro. One of those signature games that really got him on that first-team All-Pro was San Francisco.
Yeah.
And that was Christmas.
And
it was
Purdy
prime
was not
time,
throwing picks.
And he had
and
two
he
interceptions. Two interceptions in that game. One of them when he was deep safety and it was in the
in
end
the
zone.
In the end zone.
Exactly.
And we all remember that. Why? Well, because it's a special play. It was a big game. And he hasn't had a whole lot of those. That's why I don't think five is crazy, because I could see him having a game where he gets more than one. I can go back to the Browns interception where he tips the ball to himself at the line of scrimmage early
six.
In the game. Yeah. Like, he's got the ability to affect the ball in a lot of different ways, and we know that Chuck Pagano is going to lean heavily into that and help Orr in that endeavor. And I'm going to see how close he gets to some of these numbers.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's six pack time. It's Friday. It's happy hour. The six Orioles who absolutely need to be traded when they sell at the deadline. But coming up next, we're going to hit the hot corner. We'll hear a little bit more from Grayson Rodriguez, who met with the media. We have the Orioles lineup. Is Colton Cowser in it after running into the wall yesterday? We'll let you know next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously this is the third time, you know, I've had a lat issue in 4 years. So, you know, we're trying to just eliminate and figure out why it keeps happening. I think that's a very hard thing, you know, to figure out, whether it's mechanics or it's, you know, some type of lifting program in the weight room. It's just kind of hard to put your finger on it. But, you know, being able to kind of navigate through it and figure it out along the way, I think is something that we've been able to do, that we're doing well right now.
That was Grayson Rodriguez, who met with the media earlier today, and he said that the elbow issues are behind him. He is going to throw some bullpens, throw off the mound next week, but this lat has been a reoccurring thing for him. He said it's the third time in 4 years, and it goes back to the first instance, which happened in Norfolk, when we thought that he should have been brought up by that point.
It's all quite baffling. They have been far less than transparent about this from the giddy up to the skipper. After the last time this kid pitched in anything resembling a competitive environment was Grapefruit League game in Fort Myers. The skipper wasn't there for the very brief outing that should have been briefer than it was. He sloughed it off, said it sounded okay on the Rays radio broadcast. We knew it was a big problem. The GM puts out a little bit of information the next day saying he's going to get tests. And then since then, good luck finding like any sort of the manager, the GM, and the player all talking about this the same way. It hasn't happened.
Tony Mansellino, he met with the media as well, and still sounds like Gary Sanchez, they're going to bring him up at some point this weekend. Tyler O'Neill out of the lineup again today for AAA Norfolk. Shoulder soreness.
Put him on the 60-day IL. Give him all the time he needs.
Lineup is out. Jackson Holliday is leading off at second base. Adley Rutschman DHing today, Jason, batting second. Gunnar Henderson, shortstop, batting third. Ryan O'Hearn, first base, batting fourth. Ramon Laureano, right field, batting fifth. Cedric Mullins in center field, batting sixth. Ramon Urias, third base, batting seventh. Dylan Carlson, left field, batting eighth. And Maverick Hanley, behind the dish, batting ninth. You do not see Colton Cowser's name there.
Or Jordan Westbrook.
Cowser ran into the...
That was quite a scene. It looked pretty bad. Dylan Carlson thought it was bad.
It was a collision.
It was awkward, weird. He stayed in the game, seemed to be pretty vociferous about staying in the game, but these things have a way of swelling up or being a problem, you know, when you wake up the next day or whatever. So we'll have to see about that. He obviously has had his share of freak injuries. The Westberg thing, I mean, I think it's prudent, right? We worried about them trying to like shoot him out of a cannon after he'd missed that much time. There was a setback at one point in Norfolk, and he hasn't been healthy. He wasn't healthy in the Grapefruit League season. Now, not all the same injuries, right? It was a back, then it was eventually a hamstring, whatever. So I'm glad they're being cautious, but like I do just hope he's able to play pretty regularly from here on out, because when last, you know, we've seen him, he's looking like Jordan Westberg again. And maybe in part they're saving him for the lefty tomorrow. Hey, if we're going to give him a day off, we should be able, if they can't hit this kid tonight, and I'm not saying they will because they didn't hit him in Anaheim, but they'd like to, I'm sure, think that we can hit the junk balling right-hander and then it's all hands on deck against the lefty who has pretty good numbers, and we don't hit any lefties. Especially after Scooble last night, we're now down to a team 555 OPS against lefties. That is 50-plus points worse than anybody else in Major League Baseball.
Angels come to Baltimore having won 7 of their last 9 games. And if you missed Beltway Ben Hall's scouting report on him, well, shame on you. You have the Odyssey app.
To the Odyssey app.
But give us the Cliff Notes version, Ben.
Yeah, 5 of those 7 are one-run victories. And, I mean, their bullpen's been awesome. And the other 2 games are 2-run victories. So it's not like they're blowing teams out. Their numbers hitting-wise aren't amazing, but in June, they have a 2.52 bullpen ERA, which is 7th in the MLB. Ron Washington's their manager. We know how experienced he is, and he can get things done. And the lineup, like I said, their hitting numbers aren't amazing. But Shandwell in the 2 spot, I mean, I'm not sure there's a better 2 hitter for what that role is and understanding what he needs to do in their lineup. Zach Neto has been awesome. Mike Trout's back.
Yep.
Taylor Ward knows the job, right? He's not going to hit for average, but he'll hit for some power. Soler can do some damage when he needs to. And again, this is a team that is not going away. They're 1 game under 500. They're in the playoff picture, and Tim touched on it earlier. The AL West is not doing super well, and this is a team, since the MLB has extended to 3 wildcard teams, I took a bet on them to make the playoffs. I think they could, and again, they need to figure out some pitching issues, but the bullpen seems to be kind of figuring itself out.
Orioles, Angels, game 1 of a 3-game series tonight, 7:05 first pitch. Again, it's Apple TV, playing your night accordingly. But Baltimore baseball tonight, you're going to hear it on 105.7 The Fan. It's the only place you can hear it. That and the Odyssey app. That's at 6. Bob Haney, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, live from Pickles Pub in 35 minutes. But coming up next, after the break, 6-pack time. 6 Orioles that need to be traded prior to the deadline, the end of July. We'll give you our list next on The Fan. We've been talking a lot in recent weeks of Orioles being sellers. Of course, they're 13 games below 500. We talked about Jim Bolden, Ken Rosenthal, their recent pieces for The Athletic, offering up some potential guys that they could be shopping around to the rest of the league. Well, now it's our turn. And this was tough because you only had 6. It's a 6-pack.
Oh, I know.
It's not an 8-pack.
It's not.
It's not a 12. It's not a case. It's not 30. It's a 6-pack. 6 Orioles who need to be traded prior to the deadline.
Number 6.
I'm starting my list with Andrew Kittredge, and this one's a little difficult because obviously he missed significant time because of the injury, so you're hoping that you can get enough innings under his belt to showcase him, but he has a little bit more value than the rest of the guys that are in their contract years because it's a team option, club option for 2026. So the team acquiring him could choose to keep him. And look, he's been fine so far during his time with the Orioles. You hope that you can continue to put him in good situations and then market him at the deadline.
I've got him slightly higher. At 6, I went with Ramon Laureano. He's been really good. He is athletic enough to play all 3 positions. He could be an upgrade as a number 4 outfielder for some teams. We know he can mash lefties, and he's been pretty good against righties. He has been hot, so you know if he can maintain that after this injury, I think there's some value there. And the reason I put him on the list is like all they did is draft outfielders forever. And if there ever was a time to start looking at him, and you've got Beavers and Fabian at AAA. I know Enrique Bradfield Jr. missed a lot of time this year early on, and that stinks. And I know, boy, they really like their outfielders to spend 3 years in Norfolk, if possible. But, like, wouldn't you want to get a look at him at least defensively and getting on base and expose him to some major league pitching and get that determination going? And it's clogged up right now. Now, I think there'll be another outfielder who gets traded, but let's face it, they're stuck with this O'Neill situation. Kowser's not going anywhere. I don't think Carlson's going anywhere. I think they want to see if Carlson's a player. So I'd like to see him get Ramon out of here, and I'd like to start looking at Beavers or Fabian, and then eventually Enrique Bradfield Jr.
Number five.
I couldn't decide between Dominguez or Kittredge at five, but I went with Kittredge because I think there's more value there.
We flipped. I have Ramon Laureano at five, everything that you're saying. And remember, Laureano got off to a dreadful start in Baltimore, but he has been really good of late. 834 OPS. I think playoff teams in contention, they will see some value there, and it clears up a spot in the outfield, like you were saying, Jason.
Number four.
I mean, maybe even Heston's back here in the outfield at some point in time. I would hope not, because he's a DH, but you never know.
Four is where I have Mr. Sugano. And look, he's been really, really good for the Orioles. Better than we could have hoped for at this point. Is he this guy that's going to overpower opposing bat? No, not at all. He's a pinpoint guy. He's a Beltway Ben Hall guy. And he's been really, really good. And he could add to a team's rotation.
He'd look good on the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels of Beltway Ben. Yeah. He'd look good on the Halos.
I think Ben would love that. Actually.
We're simpatico. I have Sugano at four. Look, pitchers are falling off all over the place. There's never enough starting pitching available at the deadline. And there's acute need. And I have him this low because he's never pitched in a major league pennant race before. And he did wait until he was 35, 36 to come over here. And he doesn't have the velo that people love. And he doesn't have the put away stuff people love. But I think he will present himself in enough of a manner that he is certainly tradable. Are you going to get a ton for him? No. But given the fact that like he's a one-year rental and it looks like one of the few things they got right, turn him into something that potentially helps you short and long term.
Yeah, I'll lean Tim. I mean, it's very tight, but I do think Laureano might net you a little bit more than Kittredge could. And Laureano, again, right-handed bat, that's usually the big thing at the deadline. So I will lean Tim.
It is our six-pack, six Orioles who need to be traded prior to the deadline.
Number three.
Whoa, Bone just knocked over
a trash can. I just kicked the trash
can. Three is where I put Cedric Mullins. Again, he's still, even though he's cooled off, we're talking about a above-average OPS. We're talking about the defensive acumen, the ability to steal a base at a critical moment, even when they know you're trying to steal, which, again, is huge in the playoffs. Playing all three outfield positions, having natural left-sided power, and you don't see many starting caliber top 10 major league center fielders available at the deadline. Maybe I should have put him a little higher. I debated this top three, but I'll explain as we go.
I have a hunch we might be simpatico from here on out. Cedric Mullins is my three as well. And also, just for the player, he's such an easy guy to root for. We've had him on this show several times. Yes. And I want to see him on a contender. I want to see him play in the playoffs. He has more than earned that.
He's going to be a Philadelphia Philly. I think he's going to be Philly.
Number two.
Two is where I have Zach Eflin. And no? Simpatico? Maybe? Okay. All right. Two is where I have Zach Eflin. And look, this is someone who's pitched in the playoffs. He's pitched in the World Series. He has been a model of consistency since coming here to Baltimore last year at the trade deadline. Does the injury concern worry you? He has had two IL stints in less than a calendar year here. Absolutely. But outside of two starts where he gave up seven home runs, you can just sharpie him in for a quality start. There's a ton of value there.
We're going to be not quite simpatico. Two is where I put O'Hearn, and I've got him a little lower because he doesn't have a playoff pedigree, and he's kind of come out of nowhere, and he's not going to give you anything special defensively. And I think he's going, by the time they do this, I don't think he's going to have a 1,000 OPS anymore. I just don't think I think you need to pair him with something else to try to get close to value, but he absolutely has to go, and they absolutely have to sell high on him. And you know, if they can't find a first baseman slash DH somewhere in their lauded system, then they got then you know then we they're frauds.
Number one,
I put Eflin at one. Because, A, I think he needs to be traded immediately because of the injury risk. But he has pitched in the playoffs. He's pitched in the playoffs in multiple spots. He's got certainly a better pedigree than anybody else that they could offer. There is never enough starting pitching. He just got traded for a year ago. I am worried that if they're not forthright about this, he's going to have some other kind of ouchie. And he's going to be on the IL, and they're going to miss their moment. That's why I put him at one, because there, for me, is a little sense of urgency here.
I'm with you. I looked at it a little different when I brought up O'Hearn for my one. They have to trade him because his value is never going to be higher than what it is now. And we've heard some people bring up, oh, the chemistry in the clubhouse.
Stop.
And you don't have the type of guy. Like, you need to trade Ryan O'Hearn. If you want to try to revisit this in the offseason and bring him back like a Mike Bordick way back when, that's one thing. But you are never going to sell higher than you will on Ryan O'Hearn than this season.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
I agree with the Ryan O'Hearn part. And I mean, honestly, maybe O'Hearn sooner than later. We're starting already to see his
these
number.
These top two should both be gone, hopefully by like July the 4th.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing O'Hearn's numbers drop a ton as it is now, and I don't think it's going to get better than it was the first few months.
Orioles, Angels, game one of a three-game series tonight, 7:05. Baltimore baseball tonight, Bob Haney, Mike Bordick, that is at 6. We got one more break to go before we hand it over to the guys at Pickles Pub. We'll revisit some of the plays for tonight for NBA Finals game four. That's next on The Fan. Pivotal game four in the NBA Finals tonight. Pacers looking to go up 3-1 over the Thunder, who were -750 to win the series heading into
that?
It. Unbelievable. Wanna bet? You heard of Wanna Bet? You watch Wanna Bet yet? YouTube, Twitter, all
go
over.
Bone.
They're taking over the world.
Preach,
bro.
I don't know about that part.
What what were some of your best bets for tonight?
The number, the total of the game, and therefore the first half total, keep moving up. And I do think the first half goes over, but I would bring the number down a little bit. Pay the $150, move it down to 112.5. And look, they maybe go over 120 like they did the last game. It wouldn't shock me. I'm just a little bit more conservative in how I maneuver. I also like, Indiana in the first half's getting 4. I moved that up to 5.5 and took the Pacers with the points there. Again, you have to pay a little bit of a premium, but to get 2 possessions in 24 minutes versus an OKC team that's giving up 60 points a game in the first half of games on the road, and getting seeing what Carlisle did the last game to unlock Halliburton a little bit more, and knowing how much better Indy's bench plays at home than on the road, you're going to give me 5.5, and they might be the better team in this series to start up, and they're at home. I like that. I think Lou Dort makes at least 2 3-pointers in this game, and if you want to go a little bolder, both teams to score 55 points in the first half, plus 125. Lou Dort to make at least 3 3-pointers, you can get at plus 182.
Would you have, Ben?
I like Isaiah Hartenstein over 5.5 points. He hasn't played a ton of minutes, and I know it's a risk with the way Dagnall is going, but Hartenstein's over this in 15 of 19 games in the playoffs. Started getting things going a little bit last game. I do think he clears it. And I also like SGA 28-plus points and the Thunder on the money line. It's like minus 140. If you look at their 5 playoff losses, SGA has gone over it, and they've won in 4 of those. So I like SGA 28-plus points and them on the money line as well.
Before we hand it over to Bob Haney, Mike Bordick for BBT, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2, check.
Text of the day!
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 Okay.
Text of the day is sponsored by Orsman Automotive, driven by Orsman, cars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from James in Baltimore, who says, not a fan of the Orioles moving the press box. Most of us fans can't afford these tickets anyways. If you're going to make stadium changes, make it for everyone.
Yeah, you'd like to see it benefit not just the creme de la creme in terms of their economic standing, but
unfortunately, that's just sports now, and that's not defending the O's, and they're doing the scoreboard, they're doing the sound system, and all that, which
upgrading
everyone
the infrastructure, Wi-Fi,
yes,
all that stuff.
And that will benefit everybody.
Now, they're also doing it with $600 million of assistance in our tax money.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But all of these newer stadiums, they have all these suites. Of course, the Ravens did that with the Black Wing, or as like you like to say, the Black Lung.
The Black Lung. I want to throw this out here real quick, one quick unrelated note. I'm not a big golf guy, although I did get exposed to golf as a kid. If you have a youngster who is maybe interested in getting involved in golf, and it's something that hasn't really been affordable because it's not affordable, there is a program going on. There are 21 Maryland golf courses participating in Bank of America's new Golf With Us program offering kids rounds of golf for $5 or less through a partnership with Youth on Course. You have until June 15th to register. If you go to the Bank of America website, bofa.com/golfwithus. I know there are some kids in this community who'd like to have the chance to do that. So again, you could play a round of golf for $5 or less.
That's awesome. Orioles, Angels. First pitch at Camden Yards, 7:05. But Baltimore baseball tonight, Bob Haney, Mike Bordick, live from Pickles Pub, coming your way next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.